The Gemara continues Daf Mem Omid Aleph. In the middle of the Omid, the Gemara brings a Toshma. We had a Machloikas, Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan, if Aliyah's girl mitach kalpi is ma'akev or not. Rabbi Yanai says the Aliyah is ma'akev, the Anoch is not ma'akev, and Rabbi Yochanan says even the Aliyah is not ma'akev. That means the girl is not ma'akev. The Gemara attempted to say a Toshma that we see clearly that par ma'akev is asor, v'soria ain't ma'akev is a par. Which means that the Seda Advarim is supposed to be the Avodis Apar is always before the Avodis Asor. Like Rashi explains in the first wide line, the Seda Avodis is that first him is Vada on the Par, the first Vidui for the Kohen. Then you do the Hagrola, which is on the Sawyer. Then you miss Vada on the Par, the Vidui Sheni, and you Shecht the Par. And that's for Ochav HaKahanim, this second Vidui. And you shecht it, and when you shecht it, after that, you machnis the kaf and the machta of the k'teris lefnai v'lefnim. And now you take the dam of this par that you shechted by the vidu sheni, and you bring it lefnai v'lefnim ala kapoiris. And now you do the same process by the soyer. And you shecht the soyer, and you take the dam and you place it on the kapoiris. Then you bring the dam of the par on the poroiches, which is not lefnai v'lefnim. And then you take the dam of the soyer, the pras of the soyer is always afterwards, and you place it also on the paroiches. And then you ma'arav the domim together, and you place it on mizbeach apnimi. So the Brice says in the middle of the omid of mem, toshma par ma'akev is a soyer, which means that if you did that, but it's a soyer before the par is ma'akevit, and you have to do the soyer again. However, the soyer in the ma'akev is a par. But if you do the Avodis Apar before the Sawyer, now the Avodis Apar is supposed to be before the Sawyer. So obviously we're talking about a different step in the Avodis Apar that's done before an earlier step of Avodis Sawyer. Is not Ma'akev the Par, and you're good to go even if you did the Avodis Apar earlier. And this is all referring to Matan Shebifnim. So the Gemara explains, Bishlem Apar Ma'akev is a Sawyer. What does it mean, Par is Ma'akev the Sawyer? Meaning that the Sawyer is no good. The Akdemelis Sawyer Mikami Par. That if you take the avodah of the soyer, the matan dom ben abadim before the par ben abadim, so of the like klum, you have to do it again. Ela soyer ein ma'akev zapar, mashen kein, the soyer is not ma'akev the par. That means if you do the avodah zapar before the soyer, a certain stage in the par that's supposed to be later, if you do it earlier, is not ma'akev the par, my new, what's it referring to? What's out of order in the par? Ile mi di akte matonis the par behechel. Meaning, you take the matonis of the par on the peroiches, not lefnai v'lefnim, on the peroiches. Mikami matonis the soy b'fnim, before the matonis of the soy, which is supposed to go ben abadim, after the par ben abadim, goes the soy ben abadim. And then goes the par and the peroiches. He did the par and the peroiches before the soy ben abadim. So if that's the vort, that it's not ma'akev, so how could it not be ma'akev? Of course it's ma'akev. If you did the par on the peroiches, on the hechel, before the matonis of the soy b'fnim, well, wherever it's something is done bifnim, shteit chukah. So gemal chukah ksebu, and chukah is ma'akev, so it can be that it's not ma'akev. El alav, what does it mean that you did a par earlier? The akdi maton is the par bifnim. You did the maton of the par bifnim. Mikame hagrola. Because we know that the hagrola is supposed to be done after the video of the par. Then it's the hagrola of the sawyer. And then it only starts the vidu sheni of the par and the shchit of the par and the matan domim. So if you did the matonis of the par before the hagrola, that means you did the whole hagrola out of order. The hagrola of the sorry was done instead of being done before the whole shchit of the par. It was done afterwards. You did the matonis of the par bifnim before the hagrola. And the Gemara says, this is not ma'akev. So we make the diak, umi de sidra loy ma'akev, if the seder of the hagrola is not ma'akev, so ikra hagrola nami loy ma'akev. So mele, it's not like Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai said that Aliyah is going to kalpi is ma'keves. If the seder is not ma'akev, then the hagrola is not ma'akev. We make that assumption. So we see clearly that the hagrola is not ma'akev. So the Gemara is matched, there's no rai over here, not like Rabbi Yanai, loy, da akdim matonis de par b'mizbeach, mikame de soyer behechel. We're talking about the yemakdim, the matonis of the par on the mizbeach, which is not bifnim. The mizbeach is not bifnim. Yemakdim matonis of the par on the mizbeach before the matonis of the sorry in the hechel, which is not bifnim either. The hechel is on the peroiches. It's not bifnim. So if yemakdim the matonis of the par on the mizbeach before the matonis of the sorry in the hechel, and that would not be ma'akev. V'rab Yudi do'om advorim anasim b'gdolom b'chutz le'ma'akva. And since over here it's dvorim anasim b'gdolom b'chutz, there's no chuk on this. It's not ma'akev. And that's what it means that the par is done before the sor, which means the par on the mizbeach is done before the sor on the parochas. Frag the Mora, how could this be the case of the par being hooked on? For Matonah Shebefnim Kotoni, the Brisa says that B'matonah Shebefnim, this is not Matonah Shebefnim, the Mizbeach is not Matonah Shebefnim. So the Gemara goes back to what we said before, that La'olam is going, that Yemakdim, the par before the Hagrol of the Soir. It's a raya l'chayra that if Hagrola the Seder is not Ma'akev, then who are then Hagrola is not Ma'akev? So the Gemara, Elo Hamani Reb Shemini, Dom Hagrola loy Ma'akev. So you can't ask a kasha on Reb Yanai, it's not Shver on Reb Yehuda, you can't ask all these kashas because you're going on Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Shimon holds Hagrola is not Ma'akev. Like we said before in the Braisa, that Meis Echad Man, maybe Achav Eish loy Ba'agrola, Div Reb Shimon. So Hagrola is not Ma'akev, so the whole kasha is not Shver. V'ibo Yisem, it's Tzveit Eretz, the Gemara says, Lo'oilom Reb Yehuda. We're going now that the Hagola would be Ma'akev. But the assumption is incorrect. V'nei de besidro le Ma'akvo. Even though in the Seder it's Ma'akev and he did the Maton of the Par before the Hagrola, the Par before the Hagrola, and the Seder it's Ma'akev, but Hagrola mi Ma'akvo. The Etzim Hagrola would yes be Ma'akev. And because like we said before, Shinebo La'akev, it says Asha Ola. So the Hagrola be'etzim is Ma'akev, even though the Seder is not Ma'akev. Now the Teis Shonim points out that seemingly this is a chazora. We're making now a chazora on what we said before, that when it says chuka, then matonis bifnim, it's ma'akev. Because we're saying now that you're doing the matonis of the par before the hagrola. Now if chuka is written anytime you do a matonis bifnim, it's ma'akev, then you won't be able to do the chuka of the matonis of the par bifnim before the hagrola, because whenever it's bifnim, it's shteit chuka. So zoktei shonim, ned it sidulay ma'akva, agrola mi ma'akva, vahashta hoda bei, he might have sakh dat mikova, the act of matonis the par behechel mikam de shalsor bifnim, chuka ksibei. Dava pshitle le'el, dafbi de dvom and asim big de lovin bechutzle ma'akva le rabiuda, koshkin sidron le ma'akva, komokum kemishim achas say the pnim, if you're pushing off the say the pnim, mafzik boy, ma'akiv de ksibe chuka. So hashta mi a lesle haksvora. The isle, if you hold it a svora, then ochanami ksibe chuka, shoyse matonis bifnim, mikame agrola. If you're doing the matonis of bifnim of the par before the agrola, shteit chuka of them. So it must be, it's a chazora now from this, pushing off the avoidus pnim and doing the avoidus apar before the hagrola, we're being choizer from this hakpoda on doing the matonah shebifnim before the hagrola, and we don't say that chuka is relevant to this scenario. Then Tais Shalom fears us at the end, and he says, V'oidam Rebbe, ki yesh loyim ha'deloy ha'debe, loyim it's not a chazara. Mimai dom el, devadei haktomas matonis de par behechel shal soy bifnim, avarim yidu de matonis of the par in the hechel, before the soy pnim, that's mafsik v'matonis par v'soy bifnim, ksiv chuka. On that, it's applicable, the problem of chuka. Avalim makdim matonis de par bifnim, mikami hagrola, mashenke, now that you're being makdim matonis of the par before the hagrola, she'ena mafsik matonis b'shum dover, b'holo ksiv chuka. On this, it's not negated in chukah. Dafka over here, because over here, not being mafsik b'matonois b'shum dover. Continues the Gemara, the last line, daf mem amud aleph. This is what we got up to. Ve'ozdu letamayu. So we have a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos what this is referring to. Rashi learns ve'ozdu letamayu aplukta delo yisvade koi. We had a machlokes in the top of the Amud, Reb Shimon and the Rabbonon. Reb Shimon says, Lo higul kosher, but lo yisvade posel. If you're not misvade, it's posel. And Rabbanon say that no mitzvah lahagril ule yisvadeis. Lo higul v'lo yisvade kosher. That vidu is not ma'akev. So the lo yisvade is kosher. So Rashi learns va'ozu l'tamayu. This machloika is way earlier in the top of the Omid. If vidu is ma'akev or not, Reb Shimon says that lo yisvade is posel is a machloika l'shitosam. Va'ozu l'tamayu zok Rashi apluktet lo yisvade koi. And really, this Gemara of Ozul Tamayu belongs before this whole Gemara in the middle of the Omid of Toshma, because it's going back on the Machlokes of Shimon. If without Vidui, it's kosher apostle. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos, on the other hand, argues. Zok Tosfos, Ozul Tamayu pirush Rashi da Vidui koi va'oma sheish ligrois oisel el korim Toshma par makvez asori. V'lini Tosfos says no. Kegirs as asvarim v'koy agrola. It's going back to Hagrola, because the last thing we discussed, if Hagrola is Ma'akev, the Amud Beis Gemara is going to go right to Hagrola. V'ozul l'tamayi is a sugi in Hagrola. Since we just finished saying that what? That we're going according to Reb Shimon that says Agrol is not Ma'akev. So, and the Gemara said, Reb Yudi, that is going according to Reb Yudi, Agrol is Ma'akev. But even though the Seid is not Ma'akev, Agrol is Ma'akev. The Hagrol is Ma'akev. So, Hechle Ola Goyra Klal, if you did not do the Goyra at all, then it would be Ma'akev. V'ozdu letamayu, Zok Tesis, that we're going now Lishitosom, that just like Reb Yudin Reb Shimon argue, we didn't do a Hagrol at all. If it's Ma'akev or not, Hochanami Pligi, Hechle Ola Hagorlu, Mesa Mishtalech Koyne Matan Domim, the Soya Panimi, like the Gemara is going to say now on Omid Beis, if let's say you made a girl for the Azazel, and the Mishtaleach died before the Matan Dom of the Soya Pnimi, what is now the din, the status now, that Reb Yehuda holds, Yishofech Adam, V'yovish Dayim Achem, you have to bring another two, you have to have a new Agrola, because Agrola is Ma'akev, V'yagrol Aleim B'tchilo, V'yagrol Aleim B'tchilo, T'tanya Yom Atchai, Ad Mosi Yeh Zokuk Lichyois, until when does the Soya Mishtaleach have to be alive? Ad Matan Domim Shechavegoi, until the Matan Dom of the other one. All of the kro have a pirush achi chape bechaveroi. That's Yudashita. And if Shimon holds no, ain't tzorich. You don't have to have another hagrola. Ulechape all of his on the soy mishtalech is going on the ma'isa vidui, not on the ma'isa that you have to have him alive until the matan domim. No, until the vidui. V'imeis koydim vidui, and if he died before the vidui, then maybe achab lo hagrola. Hagrola is not ma'akiv, you just bring another animal. You don't have to bring two more. Kung to Shimon. You bring without a hagrola. V'meis acha vidui, and if you died after the vidui, ain't zoch lo v'acha, afal pishalo yishulcha adayin, you don't have to have a ma'is shluach at all. This shluach ain't a ma'akiv. V'meis ha'mashleach koinem vidui, v'koinem zikas dom chaveroi, yizorek adam shchaveroi, maybe so acha b'lo hagrola. Kofonim Tosis argues on Rashi, and he says that this ozu l'tamayu is going on the hagrola, the machlokes of Shimon Reb Yehuda, and not going on the vidui that we said the machleik is earlier Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon legabe the vidui, if it's possible without a vidui or not. Zok the Gemara, so in Shitas Rashi it's going on the machleik as if you didn't have a vidui. Va'oz du letamayu, the Tanya. Zok the Gemara, daf me'amam be'beis, it says in the posuk, by the soyer asha olol of hagoyer la'azozel, yomat chai, lifnei Hashem, it has to be yomat chai, it has to be alive, lechaper olol l'shlech oysel la'azozel amid borol. In order to be a kapora, when it's thrown off the cliff, lazozel. So state in posik, yomat chai lefnei Hashem lechaper olov, ad mosa ye zokuk lamit chai, till when does it have to be alive? Zok di gemora, ach, so the beauty shita is going to be, ach shaz matan dome shel chaveroi, until the matan domim of the soy hapnimi, divrei Reb Yehuda. Meaning, you don't have to have it until the vidui, you have to have it until the matan domim of the soy hapnimi. And the Achrayim explained the vart is because we look at the two seirim as one carbon. Just one of the carbonas are nikra bifnim, and another part of the carbon, the other seir, is mishtaleach. So like every carbon has two parts. There's a chelik hanechal and a chelik that's nikrav. So the matan domim over here is going on both of these carbonas. The matan domim of the pnimi is relevant for the soy pnimi and for the soy mishtalech. So as long as it's yomat chai lechape olav until the maisa of kaparas domim, until the maisa of the kaparas domim, meaning the matan domim, that is how long it has to be yomat chai. That's Reb Yehuda Shita. But Le'olam, you don't need a Maisa Vidui. Vidui is not Ma'akev. We see clearly you don't need a Maisa Vidui. If it died after the Matan Domim, before the Vidui, it's good. Reb Shimon Oimer, no. It has to be Yom Atchai until when? Atshas Vidui Dvorim. Until the Vidui Dvorim. So according to Rashi, this is the Machloikas. Do you need a Vidui? Is Vidui Ma'akev or not? Reb Yehuda says Vidui is not Ma'akev. As long as it's Yom Atchai until the Kaporas Domim, until the Matan Domim of the Soya Pnimi. Like we said, it's like, we look at it like one carbon that has two Chalokim to it. The Hamishtaleach part and the Nikra Bifnim part. And once the Matan Domim on the Pnimi, so then it's considered the Kapora of Yom Atchai Lefnei Hashem Lechaper on the Azazel part. And it can die, and even if it died now, it's not Ma'akev. And you don't need a vidui at all, as long as it has a matan domim. But Reb Shimon says no. Yom et chalif neshem lechaper is referring to kaparas dvarim. Zok Reb Shimon noy ma'achaz vidui dvarim. Vidui dvarim is what you have to have it alive for. The tzara mishtalech. So Rashi says, this is the machlokes, va'ozel tamayu. The machlokes of Reb Shimon, if with video or without video, it's possible or not. Reb Shimon says at video dvarim. Reb Shimon's shita is that without video, it's possible. Ein echanamu, we said that Reb Shimon's shita was that lo higul is kosher, but lo hizvad is possible. Same thing over here. At shas video dvarim, you need to have the mice of video. That Tois over here learns the shitosoi, that this is ozel tamayu and the mice hagrola. Zok Tois is over here. On the first narrow line over here, on the Memo Midbeis, Zoktesis, the Chavon, the Rabbi Yudah, Me'akva HaDodi, since according to Rabbi Yudah, one is Me'akva on the other, and you have to have the Matan Dam of one in order for the other one to be Chal, V'tzorich Lovi Shnayim Acherim, so you have to bring two other ones if you died before that, Kol Hechad, the Kinebe V'lochu Shnei Asirim, Kol Rabinam V'nosan L'Shnei Asirim, you can only have a Kim Din of V'nosan if you have a Lochu, and you have to have another V'lochu Shnei Asirim, not to Mekayim V'nosanu. So, so where then the girl is ma'akev? You have to have a girl again on two of them. You can't just take one, another one in its place. You have to have two new ones. That means the girl is ma'akev. That's Tosfos Shita, that Ozalatamai is going to girl. And Tosfos continues, Aval Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon dashens at shas vidu dvorim, meaning that the girl is not ma'akev. And Tosfos explains, Aval Reb Shimon adosh at shas kapos dvorim, the ainet luin zebazeh, the natoli zebazeh, elasoyre mishtalech toli b'maisa shabagufoy, the soyre mishtalech needs a maisa shabagufoy. Not the matan doma of the chaveri, but it needs a maisa vidu, the maisa shabagufoy. Vim nishbach adam lo yomus hamishtalech el yisvada olov, kem chuchai, so maybe acha shloi bagrola. You bring another one in its place, shloi bagrola. The loikinim beve lokach eshnei asiirim, loikinim nami v'nosal sheisirim gorolois. You don't need the gorolois that are ma'akev one another. Meaning, since it's totally in this vidu dvarim, it's not totally b'chavegoi, so then it doesn't have to have a partner, a maisa girl, and that's what Tosfos learns, this Gemara, that it's totally in the vidu dvarim, or in the matan domim, is the girl ma'akav or not. Now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that this is how he types up the posuk of Yom Etchai Lefnei Hashem, l'chaper olav. What's the taitch in l'chaper olav? Zok the Gemara, b'may komiflegi. Keretanya, it says in the posuk, l'chaper, it says l'chaper olav. So what does that mean, lechaper? Until when do you need the lechaper? Do you need it until the matan domim, or do you need it until the vidu dvorim? So Zok Gemara, bechaporas dom makos medaber. Lechaper means kaporas domim, means the maisa shchita, the matan domim of the pnimi. V'chein v'oimer, v'chilo mikaper. It says in Pasuk, legabe the sorry hachai. And it's over there, the Torah refers to v'chilo michaper, the sorei achai, they mean the matan domim of the sorei achai that's brought as a korban. It's called v'chilo michaper as a kodesh. So malalam b'chaporas domim, just over there by the sorei achai. We're talking about the kaporas domim. So afkan, by the yom atchai lefnei Hashem lechaper, by the sorei lazozel, the lechaper means afkan b'chaporas domim divrei Rabbi Yudah. So Rabbi Yudah's shita is, the yom atchai lefnei Hashem lechaper is referring to the kaparas domim, just like by the sorei hachai, it says v'chilo michaper sakodesh. Just like over there, it's kaparas domim. So over here also lechaper olav is referring to the kaparas domim of the sorei hachai. Reb Shimon Oimer, no, lechaper olav that we find by the yom atchai of the sorei lazozel is referring to b'chaparas dvorim akosim medaber. It's referring to vidui. It's referring to vidui, and it's not referring at all to the matan domim. It's referring to vidui. And that is what we're learning off in the pasuk of lechaper olav. So Rashi learns this is the machloekes gufa in vidui, and this is the machloekes in agrola, and one sheds light on the other. The gabri din vidui, it's totally in maaseh begufa, and not totally in chaveroi. But the point is the machloekes, if it's kaporas dvorim or kaporas domim, is how do you teach lechaper olav by yom atchai? Is the chaper mala halon kaporas domim, or is the chaper going on kaporas dvorim and on kaporas domim at all? It's going on the vidui. Now the Gemara continues back to the machloikas in hagrola. Zog demar toshma, this machloikas if hagrola is ma'akev or not. Zog demar, I'll bring you the following raya. Sholu talmido vez Rebbe Akiva. The talmidim asked Rebbe Akiva the following question. Ola b'smoil, if let's say, yeah, the simen yofi is that the Lashem comes in the right hand. Let's say the Lashem comes into the left hand. So now that Lashem is supposed to be placed on the sword that's on his left. Zog the Gemara, all of Ismail, let's say this Lashem comes in the left hand, Maushi Yachsili Yamin, could you make the switch over and just take it from the left hand and place it in the right hand? And the Siach Yitzchak explains, what's the suffix in the Gemara? The suffix is, are you allowed to switch it over as Kovod HaKohuna to show that the Avoid is Avoid Ratzuya, it's Lamais, it ends up in the right hand? Or no, maybe it's supposed to be a busha for him. There's supposed to be a wake-up call to misakin his maisim. It ended up in the left hand. It's not a good mazel, so you have to be misakin your maisim. So maybe you should be machzili yamin. And that's the suffix in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, Om Alehen, he told them, the B'kiva told his Tamidim, Al titnu mokam litzdukim lirdois. Do not give a reason for the tzdukim to talk about us and say that we do our mitzvahs as we please. It's in the left hand, we just switch it to the right. Zog Rashi, Atid mokam litzdukim talmidim acholkam alatera lirdois v'limshal ben, lekapech eschem bedvorim shiomu lefiratzoinim emoisim akoil. So he told them that you can't just switch the hands. Now the Maritzchias brings a rai from him and he says that a chochem should not be moira halacha, something that's tumu l'rabim, not to give a mokum for people to be lirdois banu. So that's tam klal in Piske Din. Now the Gemara makes the following diuk, and the Gemara says as follows. The whole reason why you're not allowed to switch hands is time adal titnu mokum litzdukim lirdois. Only so the tzukum should not have a reason to be right in us and say that we're stam switching. And we, what's in the left, we just switch to the right. Holav hochi. But if not for the fact of the tzukim bad-mouthing us, mahadrin olei. That means you could take the girl from the left and just place in the right. So that's clearly that garolus is not ma'akev. Because according to Rabbi Yanev, it's ma'akev. So then it's fair. How could you just take the girl and put it in the right hand? It ended up being going in the left. How do you put it in the right? Clearly, not ma'akev. If it's ma'akev, how could you switch? So it's muchach that the hagrola is not ma'akev. Now the Tois Rosh points out the Gemara could have been matcha and say that even if hagrola is not ma'akev, and you can be kaveh Hashem through a decree alone, you don't need a ma'isa hagrola. But if you do a ma'isa hagrola, then the hagrola is kaveh, and then you can't switch it after the hagrola. That doesn't mean ba'al ma'agrola is ma'akev. Just when you do a ma'isa hagrola, then it would be ma'akev. The others learn not like that. The Mikdash David brings that no, if hagrola is not ma'akev, then even by higril, the shame is kaveh, not the ma'isa hagrola. Akoparam, the Gemara wants being arrived from here, if you hold the hagrola is ma'akev, so if not for the tukim, you'll be ma'hadrinole, hecha ma'hadrinole, and for the Gemara, omarove, hochi kamele, hochi komri, ola hagrol b'smoil, what he said is as follows. If let's say the girl Hashem falls in the left hand, we never asked the question was never to just take the girl from the left hand and put in the right hand. That's a bit of the girl. No. We're saying take the girl on the left and put in your right, and take the sori on the left and put it on the right. So you're not changing the hagrola. The hagrola is gonna be, that sori is gonna be the Hashem. But just you're switching the sides. The left hand that has the Lashem and the left sorry on the left, put the sorry on the right and put the Shalashem on the right hand, and Mamela, that's how you're going to be have a kiyam din of Dagrola, not being Mavato Dagrola. Lo'ala Magrola Makeves. Just switch around the order so it should be on the right. And in that the Gemara says, Omalehem, Al Titum Mokum Litzdukim Lirdois. Even this mere switching, even though you're switching the hand and the sorry, is a Mokum for the Tzdukim Lirdois, and don't do that. Rabbi Nachmanal points out, and he says that Al Titnu Mokum Leminim Lirdois. He says that they'll take it to an extreme and they'll say that there's like two Yeshuyas over here. So Rabbi Nachmanal, Koloimar, Kevin Shetasu Kain, then they'll say Yoimru Ki Azozel Rishus Acheresi. The reason why he's switching it to the right is because Azozel is a different Rishus. Miu Achas Gdoila Lefika Chutzach Lechabde Biyamin Shimeshubeches. Meaning, they say that there's two reshuyas, and the Azazel is different reshus, but just one of them is a greater reshus, so mele, you want to be mechabed and put in the right, the Lashem is in the right, but there's another reshus too. So obviously this is kvira, and they don't know that it's and in lahar alzeh. But this is what the mokum litzdukim, they'll say there's two reshuyas and you just want to put the Lashem in the right one because there's more chashuv than the other reshus. Zok the Gemara Toshma. Back to the question, the raya, if hagrol is ma'akev or not. Ilu nema esasoy ashe olov. It says in the pasuk, vahasoy ashe olo olov hagrol. It says the word olo. It doesn't say Allah without the word Allah. Zok the Gemara, if it would have just said, Ilunemar is Asar Asher Olav, meaning the Olav is the Gorilla Azazel, Yomat Chalif Nashem Lechaper, Leshalech, Oysel Azazel Amidbara. If it would say without the word Allah, Olav, but just Olav, Ilunemar is Asar Asher Olav, Yisoymer, Yanichen Olav, you would think that you have to place it on there. Olav, not Allah. Allah means the Aliyah. The Asher Allah means the Hagrola. But if it would have just said Asher Olav, I would say Yanichen Olav. The main thing is to place it on there. Tameloima Allah. It says Allah Olav. Came in Sha'Allah. Once you have the Hagrola, Shuven Etzorch. You don't need the Maisa. You don't need the Maisa Anocha. The Ik is the Asher Allah Olav. The Maisa Aliyah. The Hagrola itself. So the Gemara says, what is it referring to? Lamai. Ilem le mitzvah. If this is coming to tell me le mitzvah, meaning not la ikuva, only le mitzvah. Michlal da hanocha mitzvah na miloi. That means that the girl is le mitzvah and the hanocha is not even le mitzvah. Now how could that be? It's not le mitzvah. It's stayed in posik v'nosan. El olav, it must be la akiv. It's telling me that the hagrol is la akiv and hanocha is not ma akiv. But upon we see Hagrol is ma'akev, so we see clearly Hagrol is ma'akev. Ushma mina Hagrol is ma'akev. It's the riot to Rabbi Yanai that Hagrol is ma'akev. Ma'akev and Anocheloi ma'akev. So we see a riot to Rabbi Yanai. Hagrol is ma'akev. Omarov ha'chikom. I know. Ilunema asher olov. Ilunema asher olov. If we would not have said asher olov, but it just would have said asher olov. Hoyisa Omer. You have to leave it on there. Yanichen olov at shashkita. You have to leave it on there until the shashkita of the soya pnimi. Tamiloima Asher Allah. Once it's on there, even for a fraction of a second, it's sufficient. Kemet Sha'Allah, Shuven Etzorich. Meaning, La'oilam, it's not coming to be Medayik that Hanoch is Nama'akiv. No. Because it's, and that would imply that Hanoch is Nama'akiv and Hagrola is Ma'akiv. No, La'oilam, that's not what it's coming to say. It's coming to tell me a new din. It's coming to tell me that Asher Allah doesn't have to be there on there until Shashchita. But rather, Asher Allah, Kevin Shalosh, Shuvin Etzorch, it doesn't have to be all of the whole time. Asher Allah is sufficient. But not at all a diak legabe the din that Hanoch is not makav and Hagrola is makav. It's come to tell me that the Allah is sufficient. Once it's on there, it doesn't have to be there until the Shechita. Zok the Gemara Toshma, Vosohu Chatos. It says in the Posik, Vihikiv Aaron is Asoy Asher Allah, all of Hagor Lashem, Vosohu Chatos. That Aaron, the coin, has to make it into a Chatos. Zok the Gemara, Hagoydel oisehu chatos, ve'en Hashem oisehu chatos. It's mashma, v'osohu chatos. The girl shafts the chatos. But not the shame alone, not the kriya shame alone. You need the ma'isa girl. Zok the Gemara, Sheyochol, are you telling me that what? That the shame is not enough to shaf the chatos? V'aloi dinu, it's a kavu choyma, that it should be enough. Uma b'mokim shle kiddush ha'goyl. Madach by a regular chatos of a yeledis. It has a oif, a chatas oif and an oilas oif. Over there is no girl. Umaba makim shalai kiddush a girl. By regular yoledes or a zovet, there's no girl. There's a oif. There's a chatas and an oilo. There's no kiddush a girl. But kiddush Hashem. But rather the Shem is mekadoshed that this kina is a chatas and this one is an oilo. So makim she kiddush a girl, where you do have a kiddush a girl, by the seirim you have a kiddush of the girl, and it didn't she kiddush Hashem. So for sure the kiddush Hashem alone should suffice, and the etzim kriyas Hashem should be enough without the ma'aseh girl. The Gemara went to bring a raya. Stayed in posuk v'aso chatos. The girl shafts the chatos, not the Shem. The Shem would not shaf a chatos. How could that be? V'aloi dinu tekavu choyma u'mamam makim shele kiddush a girl. Madach by regular yoldos, where there's no kiddush a girl. The Shem is mekadosh. So makim she kiddush a girl. Have a kiddush a girl, and it didn't she kaddish Hashem that Hashem alone should be mekaddish. On that, the pasuk says not like that. Tamid loy mevo so chatos hagoyr lo yisach chatos ve'en Hashem oyisach chatos. Dafke the girl shaf the chatos, and not the Shem. The Shem alone cannot shaf the chatos. Now Rashi explains over here what does it mean by your ledes kiddush Hashem. Zog Rashi. Once you call this bird a chatz and this one a oilo, ain't a coin rashoy l'shanois, and the coin can't change it anymore. I mean, look, come on, like when you see soon in the Gemara and Dafim Aleph, mi velokosh teisogim v'shnei b'nei yoyna, echad l'oilo v'echad l'chatos, b'shas l'kicha nikvoin. At the time of l'kicha, you kaveh them a'idei kriyas Hashem, zu l'oilo v'zu l'chatos. So that's by irregular yoledis. So kan by the seirim, shematzinu sh'agoyl koivon, we see that a goyl is kaveh, sayin adin sh'ashem koivaton, so for sure the Shem can be kaveh. On that, the pasuk says, "No, v'osol chatos, the girl shavs the chatos, and not the shkriyas Hashem." Now the Gemara continues, "What's the raya? What's the raya we're trying to bring from this brayser?" Zok the Gemara, "Daf aleph on the top, v'stam sifra This Braisa, this Stam Sifra, is Mani, is Rabbi Yehudi. It's going to Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. V'katoni, and it says in the Braisa, that the girl oisachatos. Ven Hashem oisachatos. We see clearly that the girl is ma'akva. It says the girl is oisachatos. Alma hagrola ma'akva. So we see clearly that the girl is ma'akva. And without the hagrola, the seirim are not nikvai de kriyas Hashem. So it's a clear raya. Tufta demanda Omar hagrola loy ma'akva. So we see clearly there's a tufta on the manda Omar that says that the girl is not ma'akva, meaning a kashan Reb Yochanan that said that af hagrola af Reb Yochanan in the beginning of the sugi said that af aliyah ena ma'keves. Reb Yani said aliyah's girls mitach kalb is ma'akav, hanoch is not ma'akav. Reb Yochanan says even the aliyah is not ma'akav. Well, this is clearly a tufta on Reb Yochanan's shita. Zog the Mora. So tufta the man do'om ha'agrol le ma'akav. It's a tufta on Reb Yochanan. It's a riot to Reb Yani that we see clearly over here that even according to Reb Yehuda that holds that chukka is not said on dvorim and nasim big dom b'chutz, but the hagrol is ma'akav because the shina lov akosav it says asha'olo. So mele it's a tufta, it's a mingmat Reb Yochanan shita, and the oilom it's a clear raya that hagrola is ma'akav because it says clearly the girl is oisachatos and the kriyas Hashem is not oisachatos. So alma hagrola ma'akva, and it's a tufta in the mandom, it says hagrola le ma'akav tufta, and that's maskonas hagamora. We'll stop over here towards the top of Mem Aleph Amud Aleph.